What's up, guys?
We didn't miss you.
We didn't miss you at all.
So I sure hope you didn't miss us.
That didn't change in the 3 weeks we haven't talked to you guys. But we are back, unfortunately. Our overhead is making us do this.
For your ears.
Yeah.
Not your listening pleasure.
Tony, Dean, and I tried to escape to Jamaica and leave this podcast behind, but our overhead found us and brought us back to Brandon's musty studio.
Yeah.
Where we sit today.
Deep down here in South Buffalo in this basement.
It's right. Really scary down here.
Well, we got to address the elephant in the room here.
I really wish you wouldn't talk about Drew that way.
We're back and we're new.
We're new.
We've been talking about this forever. We've been saying we're going to rebrand.
I think since December.
Yeah, I think before that, probably.
It's been a while.
It's been forever.
It was October.
But we're back.
I think it was October.
We're back and
we're better than ever. We are now going by the Boneheads.
We are, but we are still the same, if not worse.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, the quality of our podcast
has actually probably gone downhill.
Yeah.
Let's be a little bit open about it. We recently lost someone very close to us. It was our friend Sam the Snail.
I had a friend. He was an ant. Anyways, on a serious note, we're going to start doing bi-weekly uploads instead of weekly uploads. And we're going to try and introduce video stuff, I think, because that opens up the door for a lot more branding and a lot more advertising in that. So we're going to try and bring video content to this. And whatever that looks like, I have no idea. We're going to have to figure all that out. But we really want to start working on improving the quality of this podcast, maybe adding some more segments.
See, it's not so much that we're going to improve the quality in the sense of, you know, what we're talking about or a general attitude, but, you know, there'll be maybe some new things.
Yeah, some new segments.
Like a video.
Some sound effects, perhaps.
Something a little more
entertaining. Definitely PowerPoint sound effects. Like, we're not that rich.
I think the biggest thing...
The sound effects might honestly just be ones we record ourselves.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because I think you got to pay for PowerPoint.
Yeah, we're going to home grow those.
We're not that rich. But
I think the biggest thing is that we wanted to rebrand to a more authentic broadcast because the way we started and how we turned out just did not mix anymore. So
stay tuned for year three where we'll rebrand again.
Yeah.
Yeah,
because I'm sure in a year from now we're not going to be on this wave either. But we do have some ideas. We do have some things we want to introduce, but we really felt like we had to rebrand this podcast before any of it made sense. So that's why we sit here as the Boneheads today, because we feel like it's just a better sense of direction, I guess. But this is nothing new. We've been talking about rebranding forever.
Yeah, so don't be sad and, you know, cry because our path is gone with our really poor drawing of the three of us together.
Yeah.
I couldn't tell who was who.
It's all the same.
It was so hard.
It doesn't matter anymore.
To be honest, I hated our path. You're laughing, but like I was never open about that.
I don't think any of us were sold on that idea.
Why did we even name it that?
I don't know.
I think it's because the way we started, it was going to go in a direction where after a couple episodes in, not only was it not sustainable, but it just wasn't who we were.
And yeah, we were so formal. You remember that?
We were very buttoned up, and we figured out over time that we just want to make people laugh. Like at the end of the day, that's kind of what we're here for. So
we took that top button and we just cut it right off our shirts.
Yeah. I ripped the sleeves.
Mine just doesn't fit though, because my neck's too friggin' big.
Oh,
like
really?
Half of my shirts, just the top button, just I can't do it. Like on my dress shirts, so I just kind of like snug the tie.
I can't do it.
I don't know.
Adrian!
What? But yeah, that's I guess, the gist on that. More to come. I guess there's not... We can't really do a whole lot right now because we're going to be honest. We didn't prepare for this. And we'll probably continue to not prepare for it. But step in the right direction.
Why is there a monkey on your bottle?
My brother Cole came downstairs with some stickers and he said, "Do you want this?" And I said, "Sure."
Oh, okay.
I took it and I put it on my bottle.
You know, I found a little thing at the house. It's like a little kid's handmade purse and it's just filled with stickers. Do you want that? Because I'll bring it for you.
Are they like stickers or are they like water bottle stickers?
I don't know what they are. Oh. They're just stickers though. I was putting them on stuff. I have one on my hat actually. Not this hat, but the hat that's in my car. It says, I don't actually remember what it says, but it's got a rainbow flag on it and something about war is bad. That was the gist. And it, hey, it's been on there for 2 days and it hasn't come off.
Well, you know what, Tony? I think that's a message worth spreading.
Yeah, whatever it might be.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't remember though.
I don't know.
This is really all we got.
So we came out of our way to make this like 5-minute clip, just basically saying we're new. I'm leaving for the radio. Also, FYI.
So. Also, yeah. Feel free to go check out our Instagram page, which has also been rebranded. Check out our really cool skull drawing as our profile picture. We're very proud of it.
I'm not actually leaving for the radio. I'm just leaving in general. I just wanted you to think I was off to better things. I'm not. I'm just not doing anything now.
Okay.
Yeah.
You know, I haven't had motivation to do anything since that day.
Which day was that?
I don't remember.
July 3rd. 2019.
The 2nd of 17.
Sure.
Yeah.
Did you know that there's like 30 days in a month?
Select months, though.
That's weird.
You know, someone came up with all the months. Like, okay, we got...
that's actually
someone
weird.
Figured out how many days were in a year. I don't know how. And then someone's like, all right, why don't we divide that into months?
Okay, here's my question. It's called October, right?
Yeah.
What do you call things that are like a octahedral, octagon, right?
Octopus.
Right. So why is October the 10th month?
It's a matrix attack, I think.
It's not right. It should have been the 8th month. It literally doesn't make sense. What even is the 8th month? Is that August?
Yeah.
I don't know how I feel about August. It's kind of like a weird...
August, it's been described as the Sunday of summer.
It definitely is.
Because nothing happens.
Yeah. You remember that? Like when you're going to high school, it's like June was Friday night.
Yeah.
July was Saturday. And then August was Sunday.
And then September's back to Monday.
I really do miss that, like those 2 months off of just not having to do anything.
Except if you got lucky enough with some summer projects or something.
Oh,
I always got lucky with
summer projects. Always got summer projects
summer.
I did them the last second. And
me too.
Or I just dropped the class before I had to do them.
I remember we had to read Jane Eyre, I think.
Freshman going into sophomore year. Yeah.
And I can only imagine how much more efficiently I could have done that project. Like, I could have just read the Spark Notes and then just did that.
Why, did you read the actual book?
I did, yeah. I found audio books on YouTube, well, audio of the chapters,
yeah,
and I put them on 2x speed.
Oh.
And that's how I did it.
You remember how we had to read a book for freshman foundations, like The Foundations of Success?
Yes.
Yeah, I don't think I actually read that. And if I did, it didn't help me.
I'm pretty sure I still have a book that a teacher lent me in like 6th grade.
Hmm.
It's still in my room, I think.
Just never returned it.
I never will.
Huh.
Did I ever tell you the time that the librarian accused me of cheating on my my research paper?
No.
So, you remember Noodle Tools?
Yeah, I remember that. I hated that.
Yeah, Brandon knows what Noodle Tools is. So, we had to use that for like citations. And for anybody who's not familiar, we had to use Noodle Tools for like citations and just organizing your paper in general. So, my login was whatever my school like default login was. Yeah. And then one day I went on there to go continue work on my project, and the login was totally different. Like, I could not sign in. It would not let me. So I was like, okay, well, I don't know what to do. So I went to the librarian, and I was like, yo, I can't sign in. Like, I don't know what to do.
Yeah.
So after some phone calls and a couple days later, she gets back to me, and I don't remember what my username. It, like, jobbled all up. Like, it was all weird.
Yeah.
And out of that, she accused me of cheating on my paper by colluding with Drew. So Drew was reading a book about the meat industry, and I was reading a book about the Vietnam War.
Uh-huh.
So I asked her, I was like, how would I cheat with Drew? Why would my username change? And he's reading a book about something completely different. And she like yelled at me anyway. And then she told my teacher that I was cheating.
Huh.
Yeah.
And what did the teacher say?
She said, no, he's not. They're not reading the same book. Like, why would he be cheating?
Yeah.
Because his login changed doesn't mean if he, why would it, what?
What? You know, you know what? The librarian in middle school, she was okay. I don't know if you remember her. She had darker hair, but she was nice.
I see her at Wegmans sometimes.
Okay. So yeah, she was normal. The librarians in high school did not like any of us.
No.
I don't know why, but they were literally miserable. No,
they sucked.
Yeah. What was up with that? They hated us. Like I would ask them genuine questions. They just wouldn't tell me.
If you were a librarian,
the fishbowl, dude.
The fishbowl.
I'd be like, yeah, I need help. I need, you know, such and such. They're like, Okay, well, I guess I'll get it for you. Like, you're seriously sitting there doing nothing.
Yeah, what do you do as a librarian?
Like, you work at a high school library that's literally nobody goes out there and gets a book anymore. They don't. So what, you have to check a couple computer things? Seriously, what do you do? Your job cannot be that stressful.
I don't even know. I think I might have been in the high school library.
Uh-huh.
Like, not because I had to be there. Like, on my own accord.
Yeah.
I actually don't know if I ever went to the library.
I went to see people. Like, if people were like, oh, yeah, we're going to go hang out in the library. Not like not like to read, but like because they had games, or we were literally all just sitting there screaming at each other. Which, and then we would get threatened to get kicked out, and we're like, no, you're not going to kick us out. And then they wouldn't, because there was literally nobody in there doing work. It was just us, you know, sitting around bullshitting at a table.
Yeah.
No one was in there working.
No.
No one ever was in there working. I don't know if anybody was in there on their own accord, aside from they needed a place to go to hang out, which is all we were doing.
Nah, libraries are kind of dead, I think.
So what was, there was like, seriously, like three rows of books. That was it. I don't even know what they were about. I never looked at them. I remember, you know what? Do you remember this? They had pictures
like,
of the paintings of the previous principals.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was in there for a class one time. I don't know what the class was about because I literally just stared at those the whole time. I was deciding which one I thought was like the ugliest, like the meanest.
I remember going there and learning about my digital dossier.
You remember that? My
digital footprint.
Yeah, I think so.
How, like, if I look up just anything, it'll track me till the day I die and I'll never get a job.
That's crazy. Anyways,
I don't think I listened to that. Like, I remember having to hear about it, but like, I didn't listen.
I think that's like an old person thing. Like, I don't know. That sounds like something like people would just use to scare old people. I'm sure it's a thing to a degree, but like, if you're looking up how to make a pipe bomb, maybe that's pretty bad. But
I mean,
you know what I mean?
I know people that have the anarchist cookbook.
Yeah.
You can go to what? What is it? The big bookstore, Barnes and Nobles, and pay for it in cash. There's stuff about explosives in there.
Yeah.
I'm surprised they sell that.
Yeah.
It's a free country, I guess.
I suppose so.
I mean, if you're on your own property, you know, and you make a pipe bomb, is it really illegal? I mean, obviously, yeah, but like if nobody gets hurt.
Right. No one's ever going to know.
Did it even happen?
This is not condoning pipe bombs.
This is not condoning pipe bombs. It's just a legitimate question. Is anything illegal if you don't get caught?
It's true.
So.
Yeah, it's true.
That was the whole point.
Yeah.
But.
Yeah. So.
That's really all we got, I think. Stay tuned for actual episode content, but for today, it's just updates and banter like it always is.
I feel like it's one of those, how'd you go to high school? It was our English class, and he's like, and our, remember, senior year?
Yeah.
And he's like, all right, I'm going to talk for about 12 minutes today, and the rest of the time is yours.
Yeah, he's just welcome. Brandon, you remember, too. Welcome to class. Class is going to run about 27 minutes.
The rest of the time is yours. And then it would literally run 27 minutes.
Yeah.
Like, he was on the dime.
I don't know how he, like,
he had to base it off the earlier class.
He must have.
Because we were, what, fifth period, fourth period?
I don't know.
I don't even care.
Yeah. This class has run about 14 minutes. The rest of the time is yours.
That's pretty good. How exactly close to 14 are we?
We're about 30 seconds out till 15.
Oh, well, then I think we should shoot for an even 15.
I think we're right. I think you're right.
I mean, let's just...
We could just
really drag out a closing statement here. So what's the time?
14:38.
Well, it's actually impressive that anybody's made it this far. I probably would have stopped listening before we even started the episode.
Congrats. Yeah, that's so we're really thankful for everyone. So this class is going to run about 15 minutes. The rest of the time is yours.
Yeah.
See ya.
Is that it? Okay, great.